Know about when you're doing an all-nighter. I don't know why anyone would do that, but just in case someone was doing an all-nighter. So the first thing is Netilat Yadayim. Do you say Netilat Yadayim if you did not sleep at night? So the Mishnah Berurah recommends, since it's a suffix, whether you have to say Netilat Yadayim, whether you say the blessing on Netilat Yadayim or not, that you go to the bathroom and touch an uncovered part of your body, and thus you will be obligated to do Netilat Yadayim according to everyone. Everyone agrees you have to do Netilat Yadayim, but if you go to the bathroom right before you wash your hands in the morning and touch an uncovered place, then you can say the bracha according to the Mishnah Berurah. Then there's Birchot HaShachar. L'maisa, you can say all Birchot HaShachar, except there's two blessings. There's Hamavir Sheina, which is specifically thanking Hashem for the ability to sleep, and Elokai Neshama, which also many believe to be linked to sleep. So for those two, it's best, if possible, to get somebody else to who slept to say those blessings for you. If not, you can say it yourself, because many say it's not about you individually, it's just about in general thanking Hashem for... Ashi Yasser, you're allowed to continue.